karosai meshucha. Let's say your kara was extended. The havamina is that the kara is meshucha, means extended in front of the mavi. Oi taluya. Or also the second case where it's hanging. Taluya, that's the picture Rashi has on the right side, that the kara is not long enough to reach the two ends, the two walls of the mavi. So you have like a beam holding it up in the middle, and the kara is like hanging in the air. In such a case, the halacha is like this, that pochos migimel, if it's less than gimel tvachim away on each side of the wall, like where it's hanging, Rashi's picture, the kara is missing on the right side two tvachim, and it's missing on the left side two tvachim. Is ein tzarech lahavi kara acheres. You don't have to bring another kara to be matter this mavui. No, this kara is kosher. Is anything less than gimel tvachim, we say lovud, is considered like the kara is extended and reaches the walls of the mavui. Ma'ashen ken gimel. Let's say it's exactly gimel tvachim that's missing. There's an avar there, a space of gimel tvachim, where the kara ends and until the mavui. Then the halacha is you don't say lovud anymore. But tzarech lahavi kara acheres. Then you have to bring another kara. This kara is not matir the mavui. Now the halacha of gimel tvachim always has to be less than gimel tvachim. When you have exactly gimel tvachim away, then you don't say lovud. Lovud is halacha l'moshe misinai that's extended if it's within gimel tvachim. Rakol ponim, it says halacha from meshucha, that even though the kara is meshucha extended in front of the mavui, and havamin is as long as it's not extended more or exactly gimel tvachim away, it's less than gimel tvachim away, we say lovud, and we look as if it's mamish part of the mavi, and the kara is mat of the mavi. Now this is not like Rava. Rava said as long as the kara is not directly on top of the walls of the mavi, even though it's extended right in front of the mavi, and it's less than gimel tvachim away, still it's fossil. And here it says kulot kosher. So this is the kasha and Rava. Vaita, the Brisa says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, the same halach is, but just he has another sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Well, we know that lovid is only until gimel tvachim. Gimel tvachim, you don't say lovid anymore. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says no. He holds you say lovid until four tvachim. As long as it's less than four tvachim away, you say lovid. So the male Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, pochus midalid, if it's less than dalid tvachim away, that according to him, you could still say lovid. It's still considered like this kara is extended and reaches the mavui, is ein tzarech. Is the halacha ein tzarech lovi kara acheres. You do not have to bring another kara here. No, this kara is mutter. Ma'ashen ken dalet. Let's say the kara is missing. There's a space of dalet tfachim where the kara ends, like Rashi's picture where it's hanging. It ends. There's a space of dalet tfachim away from the kaisel of the mavui. Then it's possible and tzarech lovi kara acheres. You have to bring another kara to be matter this mavi. Now the kasher is my love meshucha. What does the brisa say? Two cases. Meshucha means that the kara is extended in front of the mavi. Meshucha means mibachutz. It's outside the mavi. Utluya, when it says a case where the kara is hanging, that's mibifnim. That's the case like Rashi's picture where it's hanging mibifnim. Else the picture looks either picture 95 or else picture 96. Yeah. So Chura Kopon in picture 95 is the Kashan Rava. Here it says it's Kashan Rava holds it also. So Rashi, Meshucha Mashma Ruchaykihi Minaksolim. It's like away from the Ksolim. This is the Kashan now. You see, even though it's a little bit away from the Ksolim, still we say it's Kashan. Ye Oy Toluyim Oy Toluya Shein Rosheh Munochim Agabi Aksolim. The Rosheh, the ends of the Kura do not reach the walls of the Mavi. Elatluya biyavu, it's hanging in the ear. Shaktsara mishteiruch, it's smaller than the two sides. Ukagoyin shenoi, hi, how's it staying in the ear? Ukagoyin shenoi, it's kona kolshu biyemsa. You have a beam going straight up in the middle holding it up. Pesach hamavi, at the opening of the Mavi. Fenosa nagaba yesakur, on top of this beam, you put the kura to hang it up. Is of Shimon Gamliel, Sabbatatrashi, Bechol, Duchta, that's a sheet all over him. That pachas midalat kalavadomi. He owes Abi, it's less than dalat tfachim away, you say lovid. Now the Havminer is Meshucha means Mevachutz. Shenim Shechol, the Toich Meshus Rabin. Like in this picture 95 or 94, like the Mar before, where the Kura is extended out in front of the Mavi, over the Meshus Rabin. Kagoyin Hai, Boy in Leah, like we learned before. Dishtay you say this, and still we say it's Kosher. So this is the Kashan Rova. Vaita Tluyan Bibifnim. It's less it doesn't reach both walls of the kair, of the movi. V'yena magas l'ksolam, it doesn't reach to the kaisel. Ela nitlis, it's hanging biavir. V'yarmin, and still we say lovud laharich roshir. We say lovud according to Chachamim, abi it's less than gimel tfachim away. And according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, abi it's less than four tfachim away. You say lovud. But I call upon him, this is the kashan rava from the shucha that you see is kosher, even though it's not directly on top of the movi. And for the Gemara name, loy idividim ibifnim. Both cases means that the kura is inside the movi. So what's the two cases then? Meshucha means meruach achas. Just one side of the kura doesn't reach the wall. His one side of the kura on the right side is on top of the movi. Just the left side of the kura does not extend across to the other wall, like in picture 97. Utuluya, what is the case of tuluya mean? Mishtei ruchas, like the picture before, like Rashi's picture, where it doesn't reach, both sides of the kura do not reach the movi. So what's the chiddush of both cases then? What do I need two cases for? Now the Tamai would think, meruach achas amrina lovet, only if on one side, like in picture 97, only if one side of the kura does not reach the movi. So there, since it's less than gimel tfachim away, I say lovud, it's like extended and reaches the movi. Mashenkein mishtei ruchos lo yamin lovud, but I would think, like in Rashi's picture, where it's missing on both sides, the kura does not reach the movi, so you have to say lovud on both sides, so even though it's less than gimel tfachim away on both sides, I would think maybe you don't say lovud, kamash malon, even in this case too, we say lovud. Rashi, idvidim vifnim. Both the Meshucha and the Tluya is talking about a short Kura that does not reach the wall. But Avada, they are inside the Movi. And if it would have been long enough, it would have reached on top of the walls of the Movi directly. No Meshucha means Meruch Achas. Roshi Echad ala Kaisov Roshi Hasheni Enu Magas la Kaisov Shekinegdai. So maybe there's no Kashan Rav Avada if the Kura is outside in front of the Movi, I'll tell you it's possible. Now here the Kura is inside the Movi, just it doesn't reach the movi. So since you say love it, that extends the kura, and we look as if it mamish reaches the walls of the movi. Ravashi yoma, no. Meshucha vitluya. This one case. It's not two cases. It's one case. Meshucha means, and it's also tluya. It's two things. How do you have those two cases? So the more of a heichi domi, what's the case? Kegoin shenoatz shtei yisaydois. You have two pegs. Akumis, slanty, like in the second picture of Rashi here. You have on the right side and the left side two like pegs going up, slanty, slanted inwards. Al shnei koistei movi, on the two walls of the movi. Shein v'goyvehen gimel, it does not go up higher than gimel tfachim off the movi. It's not higher than gimel tfachim above the wall of the movi. V'ein v'yak mimusehem gimel, and it's not like crooked inwards, in other words, not shorter than gimel tfachim away from the movi on each side. That's the case we're talking about. And in such a case, still it's mutter. Now what's the chiddush here? That now the time I would think, oy lovud amrinan, either one you say, either one of the two halachas, either you'd say lovud, in other words, in a case where this curry, even though now it's a top above, let's say it would have been like the first case, which mamish, the straight line with the wall of the movi, just as short. So with short, all you have to do is just say lovud, to extend it, that I would say. Oy chavat. Now in our case, the kura is extended higher than the movi. So as long as it's not more than gimel tfachim higher, there's a lacha fun chavot. That means we like push it down, bring it down. So I would think that alone we would say. So I would have understood if the kura is long enough really to reach the walls of the movi, just that for some reason it's extended higher than gimel, that it's extended higher. So I would say chavat to bring it down, and if I bring it down, look, as if it's down on top of the movi, it reaches the movi. That's what I would say, each one separately. But I would think, lovud v'chavoit lo'yamrinim. But maybe here, to be matter, this curry, you have to say two halachas. First, we have to look as if this curry on top comes down, gimel tfachim, to be straight with the walls of the movi. It doesn't reach the walls of the movi. I have to say, lovud, to extend it long enough to make it reach both sides of the movi. So I would think maybe two halachas you don't say. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush of this braisa, that I say both halachas. But after I say both halachas, the kura l'maisa is directly on top of the walls of the movi. Therefore, there's no kasha on rova. And the pictures here are like a picture in the picture book 98, are the pictures, where there's a peg holding up the kura on top of the movi, where it's less than Gimel Tvachim on top, so I say Chavoit to bring it down, and once I bring it down, it's still not long enough to reach it, I say Lovot to extend it longwise, that it goes over the both walls of the Movi. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi Vehechi Domi, Hegoin Shenoich, that you say those Akumais Agabe based coastal Movi. Now, the Akimusayhem Noitoizu Kapezu means the two pegs are slanty inwards. One goes inside this way. Snif laharech hakur mishnei tzeder. Kishatinosin aleim. Now you put the kur on top of these two pegs, and it holds up the kur. Now Rashi Bavon's a good shaila now. Vein atzmon einim ruyas lahakshe kur. The question is now, what do I have to say lovud and chavot form, like in Rashi's picture? Why can't I look like the pegs become part of the kur? And it's like an arch. Let the kur look like an arch. You can have an arch for a kur. So why don't we say the pegs that's attached to the kur, it's all like one big kur. Maybe it's mutter without lovud, without chavoit. What do I have to bring down the top kur down and across? Stam, let's say it looks like an arch. Why is Nikosha? Rashi answers, Shein behem roichiv tefach. The loch of kur has to be at least a tefach wide, like 4 inches wide. Now the top beam on top, all the way on top, that kur is a tefach wide. But the pegs holding it up, they're going slanty, are not a tefach wide. Kishir heksha kur the masnitsin. Therefore, you can't use these pegs to be called part of the kura. You only have to use the beam going on top. That's the shem kura. So, Mela, we have to have two halachas to be mati here. The writer, the aimbak mister shloisha, the ikula meima lovit. It's not like, it's not crooked, it's not gimel tfochim away from the movi. Meroisha kura luxolim. So, you have to say lovit to extend the kura, gimel, less than gimel tfochim both ways, that it will reach the movi. Now, the aimbagoy vehein, shall you say this, mimal luxolim shloisha. Who tfochim? It doesn't go up. Gimel Tvachim either. The heavy begoyven shleish tvachim, because if it would have went up more than Gimel Tvachim, heavy mifslo, it would be possible. The kura agavik solem binim, because we hold like Rav's halacha before. The kura has to be mamish on top of the kaisel. Aval hashta bepachas mishleisha, but now that it's less than Gimel Tvachim above the movi, amrinen chavoit. We say chavoit, that means hishbo, bring it down. Kilo menachas ala kaisel, as if it lands on the kaisel. Aye, the question if you bring it down though to the same height of the Movi, the case of the Movi doesn't reach it, it's too short. The Terences will say Lovud then, Lushan Snif Laharach, to make it a little bit longer. So you know, that's the Chiddush that we say both of these two halachas, we bring it down and we extend it. But rather there's no kasha to Rav's din because these are on top of the Movi itself. Tony Rebbe Zakoi Kaimit Rav Yechanim. He said over halacha in front of Rav Yechanim that Bein Lechayayim. Hey, so if you have a movi that's mutter with a lechi, again you have this stick going straight up on the wall of the, on the side of the wall of the entrance of the movi, is the halacha bein lechayayim the space adjacent to the lechi, and who adin v'tachas hakoira? If you have a beam going across on top ahead of a koira, he holds underneath it is nidduk karmelus. It has a din of a karmelus that you're not allowed to be metalto there. It doesn't have the heter of the inside of the mavi like Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but it has a din midirabon like a karmelis that is also to be metaltos. It's Rashi v'yosla taltosham. So Amalei Rabbi Yechanan told them back, puk tana lebrua, take this learning and throw it outside. In other words, we don't hold like it. Rabbi Yechanan holds no, both samutti, you're allowed to be metaltos underneath the kura, like we passed him before, and who are din in adjacent to the lechi, also you're allowed to be metaltos. So you said that halacha, like throw out that halacha, we don't hold like that halacha. Omer Abaye zogt Abaye mistabru milsa de Rabbi Yochanan. It's good in svara Rabbi Yochanan's halacha that Rabbi Yochanan holds. That Rabbi Yochanan said you are allowed to be metaltol where tachas hakura. That's good halacha underneath the kura. There you're allowed to be metaltol and carry. Avul bein lechayayim, but Abaye holds no. Adjacent when you have a heter of a lechi, adjacent the area adjacent to the lechi, that's also there you're not allowed to be metaltol. That's what Abaye holds. For Rav Amar though, Rav says, and Lalach we hold like Rav, Bein Lechayayim Nami Mutter. No, we hold like Rabbi Yechanan and Gansen altogether, that Zai underneath the Kaira, and who are then adjacent to the Lechi, in both cases you are allowed to be Metaltum. Like Rabbi Yechanan said. So Drashi, Mistavrim Milsa the Rabbi Yechanan, Diyama Pukton Lebro, and Rabbi is saying, like Rabbi Yechanan said, throw out that Halachan, Ela Mutter is Mutter, Atakas Kaira Kamalei. Because Abaye holds, like we said before, that by the kura is Mishur Mechitza, and the outer part of the kura comes down. So there's a Mechitza on the outer part of the kura. Avu bein l'chayayim b'movi shein shem kura moide the yosir. Here Abaye says it's osir. And Rav says no. Even between bein l'chayayim is also mutter. Now, exactly why Abaye holds his osa to be metaltol adjacent to the lechi, and really that was the lacha we had before. Reb Chizda also said like that, and Reb Chesam Nebeid. Ram Reb Chizda kol moedim bein lechayim she'osam. So Tosis before the blessed Tosis kol moedim says the hesber is mishum the lechi hevi afilu mashum, because the mother the lechi has no width how wide it has to be. It could even be a mashu like as the smallest amount. We're afraid if you'll be metaltal adjacent to that small mokum, you'll come to be metaltal outside the Rishus Rab Moso. That's why with the Rabbanon it's osur. Or else, since it's such a small mokum, it's like bottle to the outside mokum. Vashankin a kura, that is a tefach wide, a tefach is a chash of a mokum. There we're not afraid if you carry underneath the tefach, you'll come to carry outside the movi, or that's a chash of a mokum, it's not bottle to the outside of the movi. No, we say it blends like part of the movi inside. That's what Tosis and the Ritva also said that svar before. That's the svar in Abaye, why he holds in between, adjacent to the lechi. Since it's such a small mokum, there we say it's also to metalto there. But Rav says no, and the loch is like Rav, that bein lechiyayim nami mutter, still it's mutter, even though it's a very small mokum. So what? A lechi is a heker, and we say it's mutter to carry up until the end of the lechi, because it could be the same svar we had before, just like a kairam. Even though it's Mishum Heker, we said the Heker is for the people outside of the Mishus Rabbim. See also, the Lechi, the people outside of the Mishus Rabbim, they see the outer side of the Lechi. Therefore, you're allowed to be metaltal adjacent to the Lechi, as long as you're within the outer side of the Lechi. So the Gemara, Omar Rova, Minoa Minula, how do I know, where's the Svara, where's the Raya to me? That even between adjacent to the Lechi, you also allowed to be metaltal. So the Gemara, the Chiyosi, Rav Dimi, Omar Reb Yechidim. Reb Yechidin said over, Mokum Shein by Dalad Dalid, if you have a Mokum, this is a Mokum Ptur, that's not Dalad Tfochim by Dalad Tfochim wide. You should know such a Mokum is a Mokum Ptur and Mutter Levnei Rishus Rabbim, who Levnei Rishus Hayochid Lekatif Olaf. I don't know exactly what they're doing Peklech on Shabbos, the Hur Yenala to be Metatl Peklech on Shabbos, but our Koponim, he holds Zayed Rishus Rabbim, are allowed to use this Mokum Ptur, a guy walking Rishus Rabbim with a Pekel. He could put it down on this mokum ptur, and who adin somebody in Rishus Hayochid is allowed to put down his pekluch on this mokum ptur. Abul Bulvad heis midirabonim, though it's also shlo yachlifoy. You're not allowed to somebody from Rishus Rabbim put down his pekluch on the mokum ptur and then pick it up again and take it into Rishus Hayochid. Midirabonim, it's also because it looks like you want to be metalpa from Rishus Rabbim into Rishus Hayochid. So our koponim brother says, you see, even though the mokum is very small, it's less than dalal dalal. It's called a mokum ptur. Suwa din here also. Even though this lechi is very small, the mokum in between the lechi is like a mokum ptur, and it's mutter to be metaltal there. So the Gemara of Abaye answers back, no, there's no tushta, there's no rayas in a mokum ptur. Hosam begavoya gimel. A mokum ptur means it has to at least be gimel tfachim off the ground. It's like a stump. That's gimel tfachim off the ground. Now, since it's not dalad, by dalad tfachim, it's not choshev, it's not called rishus yochid, it's not called rishus rabim, it's called a mokum ptur. But in our case, that the mokum adjacent to the lechi, it's mamish on the ground. It's not off the ground, it's mamish to the floor. Now this mokum, since it's very small, here I would say it's bottled to the Rishus Rabim. It's bottled to the mokum outside. See here, it's usher. Why isn't the mokum ptur bottled to the Rishus Rabim? Because it's gimel tfochim off the ground. But if it wouldn't be gimel tfochim off the ground, just one tefach off the ground, it'd be bottled to the Rishus Rabim. So here also the svar is that this mokum adjacent to the lechi, since it's very small, it's not dalit by dalit, it's not a chosh of a mokum, it's bottled to the mokum outside. That's Abaye's svar. So the Mori is Rashi, mokum shem b'dal dalit, oimid ben rishus rab and rishus hayochid, hoya b'leke mokum choshuv, lav rishus b'yapin navshe, it's not a mokum by itself, o bottle l'hocha l'hocha. It's Rashi's loshin, a mokum tur like this nishtea nishtahin. It's bottled to both, final mokum tur. The katabol of masois, exactly what they're carrying, I don't know. Zayin says Thomas Rishus Rabim, and he's only carrying less than Dal Damas. So he wants a rest, he can put it down on the Mokum Ptur. But eventually, Achlifu, Rashi, the lame people should not say, the Komayom Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yochid. that the Rabbanan Nitzos, people shouldn't come to carry from Rishus Rabban to Rishus Yochid. For Yosel, and as people shouldn't say that's what you're doing, Memela the Osi, Lemishri Hoitzor Bishabis. Obein Memela the Rayir is Obein Lechayim, the Mokim adjacent to the Lechi Nami. Even if you want to say it's a called a mokum by itself, it's not part of the mavuid of a bottle. It's not a rishus rabbim. It's not a rishus yochid. So mele blives a mokum p'tur and it should be mutter. That's Rava's raya. And Abaye in the back, there's no tushto. There it's begavoya shloisha. The minkara, you could see klar, it's a mokum by itself. Avabein lechayayim le minkara duchta. Isharis letal letal tlhosam osi lehachlif. You come to carry outside in the Rishus Rabbin. So, kids, we still have the machloek is Rav and Abaye. If it's allowed to be metaltol, by the way, you have a heter of a lechi, the mokim adjacent to the lechi. Yeah. So, the more Amr Abaye is that Abaye, I bring your raya to me. The one that the mokim adjacent to the lechi is also to be metaltol there. Amr Abaye, mino aminulo, how do I know my svaro? To yom arav chom bar guria. Amr Rav. Toich haPesach tzorech lechi achal lahatiroi. This was the Gemara we had in Masechta Shabbos. We have like a stoop in front of your front door. In front of your house you have a stoop. So the Shalom, what halacha does that stoop, that step have in front of your front door? Like here's some picture 101. Yeah, so the halacha was Toich haPesach, if you want to be metaltal inside the stoop, you're like where the door is, is tzorech lechi achla tiroi. We said there, if the door is closed, then you're not allowed to be metaltal outside on that first stoop, but you have to have another lechi outside it. Why? Because it blives like, without a new lechi outside it, this blives like bein halachiyayim, in between the lechis, and since it's not a mokum chosher by itself, it's bottled to the mokum outside. Yeah. So the marvachi teimud the isbe, dal dal dalid, maybe here it's talking about a mokum chosher that has dal dal dalid. That's why it's a choshev mokim and it's awesome. But maybe where it's less than dal dal, since it's not choshev, it's bottled to the mokim inside. So more name for Yom Rav Chonin by Rovi Yom Rav Toicha Pesach inside the step of this Pesach. Afa pi shein boi dal dal, even though it's a small plate, it's not even dal tefachim or dal tefachim. Still the locher is tzorech lechi achla tiroi. He's right now to be metaltal in this stoop in the entrance of the front door. Even though it has like two sides on the wall, but those two sides are considered like the mokum bein halachiyayim. It's like adjacent to the lechi. Since it's a small mokum, it's bottled to the mokum outside, and it's also. So this is our bayis raya that bein halachiyayim is also to be metalto. Let's see Rashi. Toicha pesach Rashi. We're going movi. We have a movi, not a house, but a movi. Sheyesh betzimim. It has like doorposts, rechovim wide. The pitzre at the entrance of the movi. Mikana mikana. Both sides of the entrance. There's a doorpost. For hein hein lechayin, the two doorposts, that's the lechis of the movi. Shaloi. Now, if it's is a locha, tzorach lahamed lechi achar mibachutz. You have to put another lechi outside these two lechis. Im yirtzel lishtamish bein apsimim. If you want to be metaltel in the movi, and in between the first two doorposts, that has a din of eight adjacent to the lechi, it's also to metaltel there. Unless you have another lechi outside of that. So you see, klor riot to abaye that it's aser. So maybe you want to say what yizbe arba bereicha b'apsimim b'meshach hamovi dechol dalad rishus b'yan penashim. Since it's a makam that's wide, goes long inside the movi dalad tvochim atayis a choshev a makam by itself a male of a karmelasi. It has a din of a karmelas. That's why it's aser. Umid rabbanan asur. Vashenkin, we're talking about where it's less than dalad al dalad, so it's not choshev enough to be a makam a karmelas. So that's therefore it's bottled to inside. That's Rav Svara. So what's Abaye bring the Raya? That we need to know, it says, Klor, that even though it's less than Dalal Dalid, still you're not allowed to be metaltol in between the doorposts of the Movi. But why? Because that's considered Bein Halachiyayim. If you want to be metaltol there, you have to have another Lechi outside it. So here it's a Klor Raya to Abaye, Kasha and Rav. And for the Gemara, for Rav answers, I'll tell you, over there it's talking about where it's pasuach, it's opened up to a karmelis. But you want to tell me, if outside the movi is a rishus rabim, that's worse. If it's opened up to a rishus, I mean that's better. If it's opened up to a rishus rabim, then you want to say it's mutter. But if the outside of the movi is a karmelus, then it's asa. We want to say a chiluk. What is the makam outside the movi? Is it only a karmelus, like that's only rishus midirabonin, or is it a real rishus rabban that's asa midiraisa? So you're telling me if it's open to a karmelus outside, then it's asa. But if it opens up to rishus rabban, then it's mutter. For the more the svar is punkt verkehrt. My shori, you want to say it's rishus rabban, it's mutter, is an expression yetziva barya. Like the Ezrach, the person that lives on this world, he's here, Ba'arya, Ogiyura, and Eger, B'Shmei Shemayim, he's in Shemayim. Well, some say, Loshni, he shoots up an arrow to the Shmei Shemayim. Ba'kopon was a Kesvara. How could that be? If you're telling me opened up to a Karmelis, it's Osir, so Avadi, if it's opened up to a Shus Rabin, it should be Osir. And the Gemara, no, it's not Kasha and Rava. In, that's the way it is. The new Svara, Motso Min Es Minoi Venir, as really the Svara is that Bein Halachiyayim, where you have a lechi at the entrance of the movi. Really, the mokum adjacent to the lechi is called like a mokum by itself. It's less than dalad by dalad. It's a mokum by itself, so it really should blab like a mokum tur, or it should be like part of the movi inside, and really it should be mutter to metautu there. But if we say outside is a karmelis, now a karmelis, that's also nishteh and nishtahin. A karmelis is not really rishus a yochid, it's not really rishus a rabbin. It's also like really medirice like a mokum tur. Just the Rabbanan said it's also to be metatl in the karmelis. So since the inside mokum between the lechi is also nishteh nishtehin, it looks like a karmelis. So when it meets its own min, it meets a karmelis outside. They like wake up together and they become strong veneer and they wake up. Mashenkin, if outside the movi is a rishus rabbin, now this mokum adjacent to the lechi is zicha, not a rishus rabbin. The rabbin don't walk there. The rabbin walks outside in the street. So since this mokum adjacent to the lechi has no shaykhis, it's not doima to the Rishus Rabbim, therefore it's not bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. It's only bottle if outside the mobi is a karmelis. So a karmelis, there the svar is motzim minas min ovenir. Let's see Rashi. To Rashi, the karmelis, lebiko, if it's open outside the mobi is a biko, open place. The shaykh umitztarof lemina shechutzlo. Yetziv azrochim, someone that lives on this world. So you say ger goes to Shemayim. Rashi, yes, the teretz is mosa karmel shaben lechayim. Really, this mokum adjacent to the lechi is like a karmelis. Shloihoye by sheer karmelis. It didn't have a sheer karmelis. But really, it's not a rishus yochid or rishus rabbin. As minoy, it wakes up and meets its friend outside shechutzlo veneer. Nischazek ayde minoy, they become strong together. Veneer mishnasoi shoy betchila botl leitzo sheina minoy. Metzchila, you wanted to say this mokum of in between the lechis is bottled to the movi inside. It's bottled to Rishus HaYochid inside, even though it's not really Rishus HaYochid. But now when it finds its mokum outside a karmelis, which is more daimed to it, it wakes up. But if outside is a Rishus HaRabim, Abba Zatrashi, Pasuch Rishus HaRabim, Shaloi Ze Minoi, Faloi Ze Minoi, Lakan Lakan Botlo. Since this mokum in between the lechayayim is not daimed to Rishus HaRabim, and not bottle to the Rishus Rabin, but a blib is like a mokum tur, that you're allowed to be metaltal even adjacent to the lechi. This is Rova Svara, and that's the way we hold our locha like Rova. Here's the Moravite. Oh, Malay Rafuna, pray to Rav Yeshua the Rova. He has the kasha to rovo viat loy tizbrua to bein lechiayim osor. Don't you also hold rovo? And as I bring you a raya, if I can't from you rovo, that to carry in the mokum adjacent to the lechi should be osor. What's the raya? V'yomar rabo bar barchona. Omer Rabbi Yechanon movui sherotz v'lechiayim. If you have a movui that the heter was with a lechi, but they didn't just put one lechi. They put a rows of lechi one after another, like the picture in the Gemara here. On the left side, they had one lechi, another lechi, another lechi, four or five lechis, one in back of the other. Now, pochus midalid, if each lechi is less than dalid tvachim away from the next one, is the locha they said over was, bonu lamach leikis Reb Shimon ben Gamliel v'rabonim. This is totally, if it's mutter or not, when the shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel that says, less than dalat tfochim, you say lovud, or according to the Rabbanan Shita, that if it's more than gimel tfochim or gimel tfochim, you don't say lovud anymore. How is it totally? Li Reb Shimon ben Gamliel di Omar Amrina lovud, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that since it's less than dalat tfochim away, we say lovud. So it will look like each lechi is touching, is extended to the next lovi, to the next lechi. So b'kitzur, it looks like one long lechi here is alocha mishtamesh ad chudi apnimi, shel lechi apnimi. You're only allowed to be metal to carry adjacent to the like innermost lechi and across. That's all. In other words, we look as if all these left lechis are attached and like one long lechi. So the lacha is that adjacent to the lechi, you're not allowed to be metaltum. Only up on top of the lechi, that makam, you're allowed to be metaltum. So chur is a chloraya, like abaya, not like rava. Vaita le rabbonin though, the amri that we say, leya minin lovid, according to the rabbonin, anything more than gimel tfachim, you don't say lovid. So here, since they were like less than four tfachim away, but more than three, is mishtamish, you're allowed to be metaltum in this mavui, ad chudei apnimi shochitzen, until the last lechi, the bottom lechi, but not adjacent to that lechi, only to the inner part of that lechi. Avo bein lechayim, but any part adjacent to whatever has a din lechi is taka the kulei alma osir. According to everybody, you're not allowed to be metaltel in that mokum. So who this is the ofen akash on rovo, a raya to abaya, that the mokum adjacent to the lechis, you're not allowed to be metaltel. And in the picture books, the picture 102. Of course, a chloraya to abaya that it's osir. And for the Gemara, for Rava, hosam nami, I'll tell you, the pasuach lekarmelis. Here we're talking about such a mavi that outside the mavi was a karmelis. So therefore, he holds that bein lechayim the mokum adjacent to the lechi is like motza minas ni of a near. It wakes up with the outside karmelis. That's why it's osir. But what do you want to say, Rav Svar, is that if outside the Rishus Rabin, then the Mokim adjacent to the Lechi is considered like part of the Movi, you are allowed to be metaltel there? So who the Kashris and Svar, it should be just the opposite way. Yetzivas Barya, if you have a person that lives on this world, on this ground, on the ground, Ogura B'Shmei Shemayim, the Ger, who doesn't know anything, he's in Shemayim already. How could that be? Like how could Rishus Rabin be Mutter and a Kamlis is also? The Teretz is not shver in, that's the way it is. The new Svara for Motzo Minas Mino Venir, since the outside is a karmelis is Nishtea Nishtein, it's not a Rishus Yochanan, not a Rishus Rabin, it's a mediocre Rishus. Who adin this Mokim now in between the Lechiayim, adjacent to the Lechi, is Nitha Rishus Yochanan, it's not a Rishus Rabin. It's not a Chosh of a Mokim by itself. So therefore it's Chosh Venir, they wake up together and it gets a din like the outside Mokim since they're both like a karmelis. Mashenkein, if outside is Rishus Rabim, so Gavis, the Mokim, Bein Lachiyayim, doesn't have Shaykh to Rishus Rabim, therefore, Blaib Mutter to Metaltol, Bein Lachiyayim, according to Rav. So it's Gemara, on the base.